Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. We're sharing with you on the subject of faith. And we're moving into some very important things talking about faith. We're going to just review very quickly. We've seen the fact that the victory over our world is through our faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. We are to walk by faith, not by sight. All the promises of God are going to be received through your faith. It is of paramount importance that you learn to walk by faith. It is a mystery. It is revealed by the Holy Spirit. We must strive together for the faith of the gospel, earnestly contending for it, because the devil wants to water down our faith. He wants to move us out of the area of faith, so we'll just walk in the sense realm and just mentally assent. You have like precious faith. You've been given the measure of faith. And this is because you have the Spirit of Jesus Christ. You have His Spirit of faith. Remember, Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith, and we are to have the faith of God in operation in our life. Faith is a spiritual force. We have a spirit of faith. It is a law that works every time. It contacts and puts into operation the spiritual laws of God that are going to affect, control, and dominate everything in the natural realm. Faith is always a present tense declaration of what God's doing. It is a spiritual substance, a standing under. It is an evidence of things not seen. Remember, faith's not a feeling. It deals with the unseen realm. You have a general spirit of faith, and you get specific faith through the Word of God in every area of your life. It grows and develops through not only hearing it, but also through the application of it. As you apply your faith, it grows. It's kind of like a muscle. You have all the muscles you need in your body, but you need to apply what you have and develop your muscles. They'll grow strong as you use what you have, and that's the way your faith is. As you apply your faith and use your faith, it will grow and become strong, and your faith will grow exceedingly. Remember, faith is your servant. It's been given to you to serve you in your walk in this earth during this life, and we are to operate our faith to overcome the enemy and to receive the promises of God. It is a fight in the spiritual realm against the enemy, and faith is to be released. We saw the fact that because we have a spirit of faith, we get the Word in our heart and mind, and we act on the Word. We're going to release our faith. As we believe in our heart and we speak with our mouth, we release our faith. And as remember that faith without any corresponding actions is dead. You've got to put your faith into operation. Now in Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 21, we're going to be looking at some very important principles, and it talks about the faith of Abraham. Remember that they were to walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham. He was operating in the God kind of faith. In verse 17, as it is written, I've made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Here, from verse 17 to 21 that we're going to be looking at today, you're going to see these principles that are very important for you to function in faith. And this first one deals with, as the King James says, calleth those things which be not as though they were. Now, right off the bat, I need to share with you that there is an error in the King James in the translation of the verb. It literally says, call those things which be not as being. One translation says, call those things not happening as happening. It doesn't say in the Greek, call those things that be not as though they were, of a change of the tense from be, which would be present, to were, of past tense. And because of the lack of study in this area, this has caused great confusion in the body of Christ about how to release faith. Many people are trying to call those things as though they're already done, failing to realize that faith is a spiritual force that is now, that is released as you declare what God's doing for you now at a point in time. You look it up in interlinear translations. You look it up in Barry's interlinear. You look it up in any of the interlinear translations, and you'll see that it talks about calling those things which are not being as being, the same tense. Rotherham's translation, the Emphasized Bible, says that. So does Young's literal translation, which is the one Robert Young, who wrote Young's Concordance. These all show that the verb tense is the same. Call those things not being as being. Now, this is important because when you release faith, you're going to call those things not being as being or not happening as happening. What that means is you're going to speak into being the things that are not occurring in the natural realm to bring them into manifestation in the natural realm. Let's take like the area of healing. The Bible declares that Jesus is our healer. He went to the cross, bore away our sickness and disease. By His stripes we were healed legally. It belongs to us in Christ. Now, how are we going to release our faith to receive healing? We are going to call those things that are not happening in our body as happening in our body, or those things not being as being. Now, what are you going to begin to declare? You're going to, with a prayer of faith, coming boldly to the throne of grace, taking hold of the healing mercy of God, you're going to declare that healing is flowing into your body now. The declaration of that is the release of your faith. And this is what he's saying here. He's calling those things not being as being or not happening as happening. You know, some people have thought you're supposed to call those things as though they were already done. Just run around confessing, I already am healed. It's already a done thing. They fail to realize the fact that the scriptures, where it talks about the past tense, are declaring what Jesus has already done for us nearly 2,000 years ago. And we need to realize that scriptures, many times, they look like they're a contradiction because of the fact that there are two understandings about the scriptures. Some scriptures talk about what the Lord has already done for us nearly 2,000 years ago, and then other scriptures talk about what we do with our faith now to bring that promise into manifestation. An example would be over in 1 Peter chapter 2, where it says that we were not the people of God, but now we are the people of God. We have not obtained mercy, but now we have obtained mercy, past tense. Well, if it says we have obtained mercy, does that mean we just run around saying, well, I've already obtained mercy, I've already got mercy? No, that is a declaration of what God has done for us legally in Christ. It already belongs to us. But then the Bible tells us in Hebrews 4:16, Let us come therefore boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy or take hold of mercy. One scripture says we have obtained it. Another scripture says come and obtain it. Sounds like a contradiction, doesn't it? But it's not. Have obtained is referring to what has already occurred for us, what Jesus has accomplished, that mercy now belongs to us legally in Christ. It was already accomplished nearly 2,000 years ago. But the other one shows what we do with our faith, our prayer of faith, to see the manifestation or the release of our faith to bring that mercy into being. Because we already have obtained because of what Christ did for us, now we come boldly to the throne of grace to take hold of mercy. That is taking hold of it now to see it manifest in our life. Same thing in the area of healing. By His stripes you were healed is a legal declaration, it's spiritual law of what God has already done for us, that healing's already been granted for us, and that was nearly 2,000 years ago through what Jesus did. But that's not what we declare in order to release it. What do we declare? What do we do in order to receive healing? We come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of His healing mercy, declaring His healing power flowing into us now. You know, Jesus, when He went up to people, He never went up to someone and just said, you're already healed. He went up and said, be healed, be cleansed, be thou made whole. And He would speak forth a present tense declaration of His faith, releasing the power of God into him. That's why we lay hands on the sick. When you lay hands on the sick, you are at that point in time releasing your faith to release healing power to flow into a person's body. And what happens is you do it, then the Holy Spirit, who's a performer of the Word, will act upon that. And as you act on the Word, He will quicken healing power into that person, and the healing power will go into them to effect a cure. And this is important. The God kind of faith is going to call those things that are not being as being. Essentially, you're going to speak into being the promises of God to come to pass in your life. You're going to speak them into being, and you have been given that spirit of faith and that responsibility to declare and to bring these promises into being. This is a tremendous responsibility that we have, and we must realize this, because a lot of people are always saying, well, I believe that God will heal me. Well, that's a declaration of hope. That's not a release of faith, though. hey, healing already belongs to you, so what are you going to declare? You're not going to sit there and say, God will heal me. That's future. You're going to declare what God is doing for you now. I believe that I take hold of healing, and I thank you that your healing power is flowing into my body now. Healing is flowing into me. It is flowing into my body, quickening my body now. The declaration of that releases that healing power to flow into you because you're speaking what God is doing for you now. You know, that's something the Lord taught me a long time ago. He said, whatever you say when you're releasing faith is you're going to be declaring based on the word what I am doing for you now, based on the promise that I already accomplished for you. The promise is ours, therefore I'm going to release and declare what God is doing for me now. The declaration of what God is doing for you now is a release of your faith so that He can do that for you now. Praise God. That is so important. When you learn that and you start speaking into being what God is doing for you now, you're going to start seeing your faith be operative. That's what you same thing you say to the mountain. You tell that mountain. You don't say the mountain's already removed. You say, mountain, you be removed in the name of Jesus. Whatever the problem is, you be removed in the name of Jesus. When you come against the devil, you don't say you're already bound. You say, I bind you in the name of Jesus, or I cast you out, or I resist you and you flee from me. You do it with a present tense declaration with the words of your mouth. That is a release of your faith. And when you speak forth the word of God, releasing your faith, God brings that into manifestation because you have a spirit of faith and your faith's your servant. It is working for you to bring forth the manifestation, the promise of God. See, you've got a spirit of faith that can drive out every enemy. It can receive all the promises of God. It will. You're supposed to work your faith. The Bible says that He wants to bring forth the work of faith with power in us. Praise God. So Abraham learned how to work his faith, and we're to walk in those steps. And he said he was going to call those things not being as being, speaking them into being, and he declared it. And what happened? It came into manifestation. And that's exactly what you're going to have to learn to do in your life. That's what we're doing when we're holding fast our confession. We're continually declaring what God is doing for us now, thanking Him. And you always do this with thanksgiving, thanking Him that He is doing and performing His word in your life. Start doing this, applying your faith, and you're going to see great results. We're going to continue on this in the next broadcast. God bless you. I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.